Good morning. It's Monday, May 14th. I'm George Kearns with a look at today's South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. Well, U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry has formally ended construction of a facility meant to reprocess weapons-grade plutonium and uranium into fuel for reactors. Perry executed a waiver last week to end construction of the mixed oxide fuel facility at the Savannah River site, calling it a historically questionable expenditure. The MOX was initially slated to open in 2016, but its estimated construction costs soared from $1.4 billion in 2004 to more than $17 billion, and completion of the project now is not expected for another 30 years. In other news, upstate authorities are investigating the death of a pregnant woman whose body was found in a lake. Spartanburg police are investigating the death of the woman, whose body was found Friday in a Duncan Park lake by two people walking along a trail. Governor McMaster says the state is sending a helicopter and about nine Army National Guard soldiers to Texas to help patrol the Mexican border. The governor said members of the 2-151 Security and Support Aviation Battalion will leave Greenville for Texas later this week. The governor also said the crew will have use of a South Carolina Army National Guard helicopter that can be used for surveillance, and an additional helicopter and crew could be sent next month as well. A South Carolina prison guard has been charged with stomping on a handcuffed inmate. An arrest warrant said Antonio Burns attacked the inmate on April 28th at Lee Correctional Institution, the same prison where seven inmates died in a riot less than 2 weeks earlier. Burns is charged with third-degree assault and battery, a misdemeanor that carries a maximum punishment of 30 days in jail and a $500 fine. Police on the coast rescued two people in rough waters this weekend while a third person drowned. Pawleys Island authorities say the 18-year-old's body was found Saturday night, several hours after first responders were called. A Coast Guard helicopter assisted with the search. A Pawleys Island police officer was able to bring two of the swimmers safely to the shore. Well, a high school student shot near a Midlands church this weekend has died. Richland County officials say 17-year-old Eamon D. Rice of Columbia passed away Saturday afternoon. Rice had been shot and wounded near a church in Hopkins last Thursday night. No arrests have been made yet. The Richland County Sheriff's Department is still investigating. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 35 cases of salmonella have been reported about a month after Rose Acre Farms issued a recall of certain eggs. Salmonella has been reported in nine states, including South Carolina. The eggs in question were sold at grocery stores, including Food Lion, Walmart, and Publix. One Midlands city trying to get a handle on smells related to a chicken plant owned by a North Carolina-based company has set up a hotline so people can file complaints about the odors. Callers to the code enforcement hotline in West Columbia are asked to include details such as the date and time they smelled the offensive odor, where they were, how long they smelled it, and what they think the source was. And that's a look at your South Carolina headlines for Monday, May 14th. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.